What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder where Steve Cohen is on this, because I'll tell you the honest truth. I honestly believe, and again, it's my belief. It doesn't, I don't know it for a fact. I haven't talked to anybody. I wouldn't even presume to tell you. You probably don't even think that. There's no reason to think I would be on the in, on the know with the New York Mets. But I would, my thought is David Stearns would rather him not sign. I honestly believe Stearns doesn't want him. I mean, to a point, if they get him for a one-year deal, or you know, they get him where really the market collapses, and that's the question. And I think that's what Stearns is doing right now, where he's just not willing to budge because it's kind of negotiating against himself, and he firmly believes he's in the power situation because I think he understands that Pete Alonso wants to be a Met, and that Pete Alonso will eventually just, if he gets a better deal elsewhere, at least allow the Mets to have a chance to match. So why would you bid against yourself as opposed to, hey, we made you an offer for 3 for $90. You don't like it? That's going to just sit there out there until you tell me someone else has given you more, and then I'll decide whether I'll match it or not. But that doesn't change the fact. I honestly believe that David Stearns would rather Pete Alonso get another deal and be able to tell him, no, go take it. I think Stearns wants no part of it. He's a big, hulking first baseman who's not very good defensively. He's not terrible, but not very good. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's been trending down the last 2 years. And offensively, he's a home run hitter, and that's what he's been the last 2 years, and he hasn't been very good at anything else, and I think they would rather him move on. But the question for me is, where is the owner on this? Because I just saw the report that people believe the owner's going to have to step in, and I agree. I think the reason you say the owner's going to have to step in is because I don't think the GM wants him. He's not Pete's guy. I mean, Pete's not his guy. He's been 1 year in the organization. He had nothing to do with bringing Pete in here. Although he's a Met fan, I understand that. He grew up a Met fan. He's trying to win. And yeah, Vladimir next year. But here's the thing about that and everything. Like, they offered him a 3-year deal, and we all understood it. 3 for $30. That still makes him the highest paid first baseman in Major League Baseball, at least annually. We get it. Seems fair to some people. Pete Alonso wants more. Right? He came back with a 3-year offer. He's not asking for some outrageous number. At least I wouldn't think so. He's not asking for $40, $45 million a year. He came back and was willing to do a deal on 3 years. That was Friday. We haven't heard one iota of them getting closer on a deal. In fact, Martino yesterday said that there's still a large gap between the two. How in the world... If you want Pete Alonso, he's your guy. He's hit more home runs than anybody this side of Aaron Judge since 2019. In a bad year, he hit 34 home runs and hit the biggest home run your entire wonderful, fun-loving, great season that we can't shut up about how wonderful it was for the New York Mets. And he hit the home run that allowed it to continue. Allowed the Philadelphia series, allowed getting to the NLCS. Without that home run, you don't do any of it. And don't give me other home runs. They're not as big. Sorry, they're not. Lindor's grand slam against the Braves in game one of a doubleheader, if he doesn't hit that and they lose that game, Atlanta plays nobody in game two and the Mets win. Or at least have an opportunity. It's not like they were in a death's door the way they were when Pete hit that home run against one of the best closers in baseball. And then even the Lindor thing, they weren't up against death's door. They had a lead in the series. It's a huge home run. It wins them that game. They might lose that game. And then you're right, the prospects of game five or lesser, I get it. They still weren't at the precipice of the loss. They were two outs away from losing when Pete hit the home run. They were two outs away from going home. That's the biggest home run of the year. He's your guy. He's come to you. All the talk for weeks. Pete Alonso needs to understand. Pete needs to understand. Pete needs to understand. There's an issue with the years. There's an issue with the years. Those are the two nonstop conversations around Pete Alonso, where Pete needs to understand that being a Met long-term is best in his interest, right? Just talk to Darryl Strawberry. Then David Wright comes out. He tells you the same thing. Tiki tells you the same thing. It's about staying in the same uniform. It's important. It's valuable. Pete needs to understand that. And then the conversation, well, the Mets are okay with the money. It's the years. There's an issue about the years. There's an issue about the years. They don't want to pay him long term. Issue about the years. Pete comes back to them and says, all right, I'll take the three. I'll play for 3 years, but you got to give me something. Where are they? How are they not closer? How is this deal not done? And where is the owner? And I know right now going against the owner or even saying the slightest bad word against this owner who's transformed the organization, who's clearly better than the Wilpons, who's had the highest payroll in baseball for the last couple of years, who sends pitchers away and pays their full salary to get the best prospects. I love everything about what I just said. He's done a great job as the owner for the New York Mets. Last year was great. He's done everything you could possibly want him to do. He went out and stole Juan Soto. I know people get mad when I say use the word stole. It's just a turn of phrase. Went out there and got convinced Juan Soto to take $765 million and be a New York Met. He focused on it. It was his goal in life. He wasn't going to be denied, and he wasn't. But if you look at this team right now, they need another bat. They're going to have they're going to have the biggest dip in payroll right now if they don't do another thing, and I don't know what else they're linked to. They're going to have the biggest dip in payroll from last year to this year than any other team in baseball. Now, they were paying the most than anybody team in baseball prior to this, but they are going to have the biggest dip in payroll even after signing Juan Soto. So the richest owner in baseball coming off an NLCS appearance, is going to go out there and make the bold move, the big move, the city-changing move, and get Juan Soto and then rest on his laurels and say that's enough? And not convince his GM to go out there and give a little bit to someone who is valuable to the New York Mets to keep as well on a 3-year deal, which stops them from doing nothing. Like even the Vladimir Guerrero situation. Like if it's a 6-year deal and you're paying big money to Pete long term, all right, I understand that probably hinders you to go get Vladimir Guerrero. But right now with this team in the short term, you sign Pete Alonso to a 3-year deal. He's the DH. Now, maybe that's a sticking point. I don't think that they're talking about that just yet, but maybe Pete is getting wind and Pete's saying, I want to be a first baseman forever. I don't think that's the holdup, but the idea of, all right, you're the first baseman this year, you're the DH the next two, and you bring in Vlad. What's stopping you? He's the richest owner in baseball. There's $70 million. They're paying $70 million less than they did last year.
Oh, but billionaires, they don't become billionaires by making stupid decisions.
It's investing in the team. You're trying to win a championship, no? I wonder where this owner is on the Pete Alonso situation because it feels like he wouldn't be denied for Juan Soto. And now he's allowing David Stearns to do his thing. And that might not be the worst decision. He brought in the guy for a reason. I get it. But if it's going to come down to a couple of million dollars per year, like I've been fighting with people online constantly on Twitter. They're like, oh, what if he's asking for $40 million? What if he's asking for $35 million a year? You know that the highest, Vladimir Guerrero just got his arbitration number at 29, whatever. That's the highest paid first baseman in history per year. I got to give Pete Alonso more than that? I got to pay Pete more than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. per year when he's nowhere near the player? Okay. I'm just saying, and I know the market's where it is right now for Pete. I get it. And they'll have a chance to match. You would think Pete's going to go to the Mets with an opportunity to match. Maybe. If he's not pissed off at the idea that for $15 million over the course of 3 years, the Mets can overextend to sign their guy. Like if he's asking for $35, $36 million a year. Say he's asking for $36 million a year. And the Mets are like, no, I'm giving you 30. It's the most ever. It's 90 for three. That's the deal. And until you tell me that the Angels are offering you more or the San Francisco Giants are offering you more, then we got nothing to discuss. I mean, if that's how the Mets are going to treat it, and this owner is going to allow $18 million over the course of 3 years to prevent him from having a guy who hits 35 home runs on a bad year to be the protection for Juan Soto, as opposed to what right now? As opposed to what? If you're okay with that as a Met fan, because billionaires don't make bad decisions, God bless you. But, I mean, is there no value in the Mets doing the right thing by Pete? Is there no value for the Mets to bring in their guy? They get to be cold-blooded. They get to do what's right business sense-wise. They get to say, the fans get to say about the owner who earned this because he went out and signed Juan Soto. They get to say, hey, Steve Cohen's a businessman. Pete Alonso's market's collapsing right now. You know, hey, why should they give him a penny more? Why should they negotiate against themselves? Why should they overextend for Pete Alonso? Why? But yet Pete Alonso, he should realize that even if he has to take less money, he should be a Met. Why should this owner get away with paying Pete Alonso less money? And honestly, if I was Pete, and I'm hearing it's the years, and then I come back and say, okay, you offered me 3 for $90? Give me 3 for $110. Give me 3 for $105. I want to hit the $100 million mark. Give me 3 for $110. And for $20 million over 3 years, the Mets are like, no. We'll see. We'll see if you're okay with that. To me, there should be, at the very least, a sense and a vibe that these two teams are hammering it out right now. And it doesn't feel that way. Now, again, I'm not in the room. All I can do is based on the reporting. The Mets are good at keeping things quiet. Okay, fine. I'm happy to tell you I've been yelling for no reason. If in 2 days they sign him to a contract for 3 for $97 or 3 for $98 and everything's great, and we can forget this conversation happened. But right now, it feels like the Mets are just being cold-blooded with Pete. Hey, we offered you 3 for $90. You're lucky you got that. Your market's nowhere, and I'm not bidding against myself. So when you're ready to either tell me someone else, unless you're ready to tell me it needs to be more because so-and-so offered you more, or you're ready to take the 3 for $90, enjoy your winter. Have a fun, dry January. And for me, as a Met fan, I would just think, hey, why can't we give him what he wants? Give him a couple million bucks more. It's not going to prevent you from doing anything else. And it's going to have a happy Pete Alonso. And if he plays well, he's opting out after 1 year, and then you don't have to worry about it, theoretically. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand why the fan base is perfectly okay with being cutthroat with Pete Alonso. But Pete Alonso had to come back to the table. Pete Alonso has to understand. Pete Alonso needs to know he should take less money. And if Pete left for the same amount of money or even a little bit more money, you get the idea that the fans would be like, oh, go ahead, loser. You're going to miss out on playing with the Mets and Juan Soto all these years with the struggling with the Mets. Now we're about to win, and you chose to go to some fledgling franchise like the Angels? Good luck with that. Very much like we heard about Jacob DeGrom. We heard the same thing. Go ahead, Jake. Go enjoy the losing in Texas, that loser organization. You didn't want to be here. You didn't want to be here, plain and simple. You didn't want to be here. So I'm just a little curious that this owner is willing to overextend to get Max Scherzer. He's willing to overextend to get Justin Verlander. He's willing to overextend to trade and pay an enormous amount of money for Lindor. He's willing to do whatever it takes, suites, wardrobes, whatever he has to do to get Juan Soto. But when it comes to their own, when it comes to guys who've done it in the uniform, and when it comes to Pete Alonso, he gets to sit back and say, hey, I'm not giving you a dollar more than I have to. I'm curious why that it's okay for that. Because I think they could use the power bat, and I understood not long term. 3 years, it doesn't hinder them from doing anything. So I think that right now, until the owner makes a decision, the GM is really not that interested. Would rather he says no to this whole thing, but is ultimately, because he's Pete Alonso, willing to give him 3 for $90, and if he takes that, fine. And if he doesn't, great. And the owner has yet to step in and say, hey, this is our guy. Give him the extra whatever a year. Let's get it done. Let's move on. And considering especially that there's $70 million under last year's payroll, and there's no one else. They're not going to get Bregman. They're not. Where are they going? They don't pay for pitching. They're not going to get Bregman. Like, where exactly are the Mets putting this money? They're going to go into the year $70 million less than they were last year? Because I'm pissed at the Yankees right now. And they went to the World Series. The Yankees have cut payroll. They went to the NLCS and they've cut payroll. They went to the World Series. Lost the World Series. Lost Juan Soto. They're cutting payroll after going to the World Series when they should be trying to make sure they win a World Series. I'm pissed that the Yankees have cut payroll. The Mets have cut it by 70, and everybody's cool with it. Nobody has said a single thing. Nobody said, hey, are we going to, spend that money? Are we going to bring in someone, another bat in the middle of the lineup? Are we going to bring in Tanner Scott at the bullpen position? Are we going to do anything? And maybe it's because Juan Soto's a Met, and that's great. And maybe because you guys all expect it. And I can understand why. I would be surprised if Tanner Scott is not a Met. I think it's a perfect fit. Go out there and pay him. But the Pete Alonso situation, day by day, it was about years. He offered the 3 years. Why does it still feel like there is a wide gap between these two? Why do I keep hearing wide gap? Shouldn't it be, hey, they're hammering something out. Pete came back in good faith, said, I'll take a 3-year deal. They're working on it. No, it's like, hey, the market's kind of falling apart. And, they're pretty far away. They don't feel like he's going anywhere else. They're not going to negotiate it against themselves. And we'll see. This thing might take a while. Why? Why? And for Met fans, it's just in Cohen we trust, in King Cohen we trust, or do you want him to step in and bring back your guy? 888-808-1019. Who, by the way, the team, you want to compete? The Dodgers are literally going to get another 100-mile-an-hour fastball pitcher for nothing. They've got the National League All-Star team as their first three hitters. They've got the best rotation in baseball. They're about to add a, cheap little fix that of a dominating pitcher throws 100 miles an hour. They're the best team in baseball. They're world champions. That's how you're supposed to win a championship now. You're the big brother. You got to compete with the Dodgers. You got to compete with the Braves. You got to compete with the Phillies. You need another bat in this lineup. If you want to do that, you need a back end of the bullpen guy. You want to do that. Let's go. What are we waiting for?